Hello, and welcome to another episode of Power On Podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Taylor, and with me is the venerable, the athletic, the gorgeous CCP. How you doing?
The semi-athletic. I don't know if I'm that athletic.
Well, I wanted to make sure I made the initials of VAG for you there.
See how it is. That's fine. That's fine. But I'm doing well for the most part. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. I guess to give a time frame for this, I'm in the middle of my move. So
that's all right.
Yeah. So things are everywhere, and it's chaotic. And yeah,
It's all right. It'll be good though.
Yeah. Once it's all set. True. Once it's all done. Nice. Unfortunately, this topic is kind of one that. We're going with that won't have the Gregors. I don't know. We want to get him back, but
we will.
We'll definitely. There's definitely a few topic ideas we have for the next few episodes after this one that I really want the three of us together for and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. There's one in particular that I think will be really, really good.
Yeah. Yes, it's we're going to talk about sports. Sports, because we like sports. Gregor's not so much. So
he's not as much. I mean, just putting it honestly, he's not a big sports guy. So
and 10-pin bowling and jousting,
which is fine. I mean, everybody's got their own endeavors, but hopefully this doesn't go too much just into our personal feelings of sports with regards to favorite sports and such. Hopefully we can sort of look at a little more broader spectrum.
The wide brush, if you will.
Hopefully.
That's kind of the goal.
And hopefully people will be somewhat interested in this. I know it's a very big topic, and there are plenty of people that actually really do not have interest in sports.
At all.
So, right. And we were trying to keep this a little more positive with our outlook on this by having two people that are quite interested in sports and trying to look at it from that perspective.
Yeah, do you want to start us off then?
Sure, I can do that. Sports, as you said, is a very large topic. But I did write down a few little notes here for things about sports that I thought we could discuss. Mm-hmm. And I guess I'll start with the top part on my list here. It's just about three kind of silly letter B words or B things, I guess, that we could look at for an overarching look of sports, and that is the first being branding of sports.
Are you talking about that like in a marketing kind of sense? Or?
Yeah, you can look at this in a few different ways. Branding, particularly in marketing, I suppose, being the biggest area to look at. Branding plays such a huge role in the way sports are integrated into sort of our everyday life.
Mm-hmm.
And almost to a point where it's become almost too ingrained with a lot of people. They can't divide my life with sports kind of thing.
Mm. I mean, if you took a look at that from the perspective of sports associations, when they have players or owners or something doing something seen as morally wrong, drunk driving or,
cheating on their wife or something.
Beating on your fiance or something horrible like that. Right. They usually try to take a turn to like quell that. I know the NFL recently has been trying to do a lot of things to try to like stop that sort of thing from happening. Just goodness.
Right. But just branding in general, it's such a strange aspect of sports that I don't think gets much attention. It's not only, and I guess when we're saying sports, we're talking about more the professional sports here.
Right.
Not just, the common person playing a sport, but we're looking at professional teams and the way they market themselves. And even the players. The players are a brand of their own in a lot of cases.
Particularly with the advent of Twitter and such.
Sure.
It really helps them kind of branch out and do their own kind of thing now.
Right. And even individual sports such as maybe MMA or boxing, those kind of sports where it's all about the one fighter. It's about that person. It's right. not only about their brand, because most of them don't. They do come from teams. They do like practice at team facilities and things, and they mention them. But the fighter themselves are the one that gets all the accolade for the most. So I don't know, branding. I'll give you a weird example. I don't know how it is in North America. I'm really been able to keep tabs on it, but probably my most disliked brand of any professional sport is probably MLB. And that goes with the fact that MLB has just gone and put whatever they wanted. It could be just the MLB logo or any team logo, anything to that effect. They have thrown themselves out to everyone with regards to clothing, hats, all that kind of stuff. I don't know in Japan if there's, are there MLB stores in Japan?
There might be. I'm not a big baseball fan to begin with, but I'll take it back. I wasn't before I came, but since I've seen and attended a few Japanese baseball games, I've kind of grown to appreciate the sport a bit more. But there might be something, because, I mean, there's always those Yankee hats and stuff.
Right.
I'm not quite sure. Probably in Tokyo, I'd imagine.
Yeah. Okay, well, when I lived in Taiwan and also here in Korea, there are quite a few MLB stores, actually. And they have everything there. Socks, shoes. I mean, shoes, MLB shoes. I don't know, pants, jackets, T-shirt, obviously T-shirts, but jackets, all kinds of stuff. And most of the stuff, it's just all fashion. It's got nothing to do with the actual sport. It's got nothing to do with the players, nothing to do with the teams. It's just MLB, and obviously the teams must make some percentage off of however much merchandise their particular team can sell. But, and again, this could happen in North America. I'm not sure. I remember seeing, obviously, rap videos where guys are wearing the sky blue Philadelphia Phillies hats and silly things like that. But it seems to have gone beyond that, where it's just they'll market anything for MLB. And it's kind of annoying to me. I guess more so in Asia, because in Korea, they've been, one of the hottest selling hats is this sort of retro Expos hat. I don't know if you remember the Montreal Expos.
I remember the Montreal Expos, but I don't remember what their logo looks like.
Okay, I'll show you later. But anyways, the team has been gone for, I don't know what, more about 9 years now, 10 years, something. And there's tons of Korean people walking around with these hats. And I'm like, do you even know what that is? And they're always just, no, it's a cute hat. It's awesome. I love this hat. And just like, So that sort of branding, I don't know. It's maybe something I shouldn't feel discomfortable with, but I don't really like it. It just seems so tacky to not even really know what you're wearing. Just kind of makes me feel a bit uncomfortable.
I get where you're coming from, but that's a very common thing, it feels like.
Can be.
Not even just with hats. You have people in the States that get like Chinese kanji tattoo. That sort of thing. And you're just like, it's just something that looks aesthetically pleasing.
Maybe to them.
Not so much for me. But if that's what they like, that's what they like. As long as they're, I don't know. I don't have an issue with it. I kind of like, okay, you don't. I usually kind of under the mindset of they probably have no idea what it is. They just like it for what it looks like and stuff. And it's like, that's cool. That's it. That's fine. It doesn't really bother me.
Maybe it makes me mad because the Expos were owned by the MLB for a while. And they were just like, whatever. They just shifted off the team to Washington. They're like, whatever. We don't care about this team. And now they're still kind of making money off of it. not a lot, obviously. They're not making millions and millions of dollars. They're still making some kind of cash off it. I'm like, oh, come on, you buttheads. You could have been, a little bit better about that situation. But anyways, that's beside the fact. But anyways, branding. What? Anything else you want to touch on with the branding? I mean,
well, I get what you're going for with MLB trying to kind of brand and sell anything under the sun with the logo and stuff. But I personally, I don't have an issue with it. If people like the design of it, okay, whatever. It doesn't really have to do anything with the sport. But I mean, I don't know. Sometimes it's those random things that have very little connection to it that gets other people interested into it. I mean, kind of a long shot, but I don't know. I don't really have an issue with it.
I think it can be a big long shot, but...
Well, I mean, you never know. It's just...
You do never know, but I think if it's not something that's in their everyday life, I mean, MLB is not a part of pretty much any Korean's...
Well, but they still might maybe see that...
repertoire.
Be like, oh, you know, maybe out of a long shot, that's...
Maybe. But the only time that I've kind of experienced Korean people being interested in a sport...
Mm-hmm.
That's not a local sport, such as the Korean Baseball League or anything.
Right.
Is only because there's a Korean athlete involved in it, and that's quite normal, right? I mean, many countries, if they don't know anything, if it's not something that most people are aware of, they might only become interested in it because a particular athlete from their country has joined a league or been successful or
right. Well, I mean, yeah, they can identify with that person and be like, oh, okay, you know,
that character.
Well, yeah, I'm stuck in story mode for games and shit.
That's all right. So, it just sounds funny. Look at that character there. Look at
that character. Such a cool character.
Nobody says that anymore.
Oh God.
What a character.
But I understand that that happens. Look at how the States treats soccer.
Rugby.
Yeah, I think it's the rugby slowly getting popular. But
slowly, I think so. But
I hope so. Rugby's
I don't know if too many people are aware of particular player names and stuff.
Right. Well, usually, even then, it's usually been about the team until much recently, where players have had the avenue to kind of voice themselves, and now it's kind of been rooting more for the player, particularly with fantasy leagues and stuff. So. Mm. That's a whole other beast into itself.
Right. When that, again, depends on where you are living and how you're brought up. I mean, if you go to New Zealand, many people there are very aware of past players that have played for the All Blacks. And things like that. I mean, as far as I remember, every All Black actually has their own number. So you could be like, okay, number 602. Well, this guy was, and then you find the player's name. And like, there's only one player that was ever number 602. On their sort of chart list of past players. It's really interesting.
They have that awesome dance that they do, the haka or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think it's called haka. I forget, but yeah. Yeah,
so.
anyways, done with branding maybe then?
Yeah. What's your okay. Other Bs you got?
The other B there is the old bandwagon jumping.
Oh, God.
Now, this is an interesting one because... This kind of goes a little bit as we were just talking about, like if you live in a country where particular sport is not popular, but maybe something happens where a team or a player becomes successful, there's a whole bunch of bandwagon jumping suddenly. And even if you're in the North America or in Europe or whatever, and your local team starts doing well, there's going to be tons of people that suddenly are quote unquote fans of this sport, right? They're just caught up in the moment kind of thing. I mean, it's a huge deal. Some people really don't like it, and some people are just nonchalant about it. It doesn't really matter all that much to them. What's sort of your thoughts on bandwagon jumping?
I don't really... It doesn't get me upset, but I don't like it.
Mm.
It's just... If you're going to be a fan for it, be a fan for it. But don't, just because the team's doing bad, don't just be like, oh, I'm going to root for this other team because this team's... Yeah, because it's like really, like, to me that feels like your life is so affected by how this team performs that you have to make it a positive by rooting for a team that's doing good. Mm-hmm. And to me that's kind of gross. It's like, really? Your life is... It just doesn't... I don't know.
It's like cheating on your spouse. I had a bad day at work. She or he didn't cook me dinner, so I'm gonna go out with this other person tonight.
Kind of like, yeah, that's a way.
Not
to put
quite
it.
As extreme, but
yeah, but like as I'll put this out there, I'm a Clevelander fan. Yeah, here.
Well, you've had some many many rough years of.
Yeah, I actually just read an article that they had on Sports Illustrated about Cleveland having like the some of the worst 20 years of NFL history there. I'm like, great, that's way to bring it home kind of thing. And that's, you know, nice. I have have a banner with good old Leroy Horde and Metcalf have signed and stuff, and just I'll always love my Brownies, but with the way that like people don't care for the team because they moved or because they're not doing good, so they kind of go like, oh, we're not gonna root for the team. It's just like, come on, if you're a fan for it, just be a fan for it. You don't at least if you're gonna, you know, if you don't like what they're doing, don't pay tickets to go see it. Don't buy the merchandise. But you know, just watch the, you don't even have to watch the game. Just look at the fucking score. And you're like, okay, they didn't do so well.
Right.
Which is usually the case. But but I mean, I don't know. Bandwagoners are always, they always kind of bug me a little bit because they always seem to be incredibly vocal about trying to make it a point that they're a fan of this team. And I'm like, really? Right. Please stop.
A lot of people, it's just an excuse to get drunk sometimes too. They're just, oh, sport event, let's get blasted. And it's like, okay, I actually kind of want to watch this game. Like, it's somewhat interesting to me. I don't feel like just getting drunk. But yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat as you. I don't per se have a big problem with it, but if I'm very interested in a particular sport, I don't sit there and crunch all the numbers and all that. I'm not that involved, but I do like watching plays break down and aspects of the coaching and things like that. I do have some interest in those sort of strategies and whatnot. So sometimes I can be I don't want to say intense because I'm yelling at the screen. I don't really ever do that. I'm just more intense about focusing on what's happening in that particular moment in the game. So while some people might be shouting and cheering that there was a touchdown or whatnot, I won't shout and scream, but I'd be like, wow, that was an amazing catch. Did you see how that guy, you know, ran that route around the player and so forth? So, and some people just think that I'm not experiencing the game that they are. So I'm an idiot. Like, I'm not having a good time like they are. Which is unfortunate. I've watched plenty of sporting events where I'm doing that, where I've been to football games in Canada, and I'll watch the CFL, and I'm having a good time, but I'm not standing up and shouting yeah all the time. I'm sitting there in the stadium and I'm watching the whole play break down from the top of the field, kind of thing. And everyone's just like, oh, why are you being such a sour sport? And I'm like, well, sorry, I'm actually enjoying myself quite a bit, just not on the level that you seem to be enjoying it. We're just enjoying it in different ways. If I'm enjoying it in my own way, what's the problem?
Everything.
I don't have to jump up and scream and shout and spill my beer on the guy in front of me. I'm still enjoying myself. So I think that's one of my problems, bandwagon jumpers. What about in Japan? Like, in Korea, it's an interesting thing to see how nobody really cares about... That's not true. Not nobody. But the vast majority of people are not that interested in sports. But once somebody does something in a sport, let's say World Cup is on, or we have that World Baseball Classic now, right, which has been going on for, I don't know how many years, for a while now.
16?
Something like that. Maybe, I don't know if it's quite that long, is it?
Maybe not. Maybe
10 years or something. But you know, these big events come along and Koreans will get very behind them. But then when they're over, they're just completely forgotten, unless Korea does something specific in them. I still see that 2002 World Cup is played a lot here still. And it's just like, okay, I get it.
And that was 12 years ago, guys.
They're trying to inspire this young generation of kids and stuff, but to constantly be bombarded with it being on TV, not as much in the last few years, but I remember being like December 2012, and it being on TV at 7 p.m. And I'm just thinking, what the hell is going on here? Why is this on right now? It was 10 years ago. I get it at that point. But I was thinking, just why is this on right now? This just doesn't make sense to me. I don't like it in Canada when they're showing, you know, whatever, gold medal match for something that they won or something from 50 years ago. If it's a specific thing, they're saying, okay, this week we would like to show a lead up to New Year's because the World Juniors coming, we're going to show some of the old games. That's fine. That's a build up or whatever. That makes sense. But to just sunny July afternoon to be showing a particular hockey game. If it's a hockey network, fine. But if it's just like a random channel, it just doesn't make sense to me. But sorry, getting back to the point, I totally went off. Have you found like in Japan, World Cup is coming or baseball is coming? Do people get this total fever pitch for it? Do they just they don't even have to have any interest in the sport? Just
big, in there. The big one that I've seen, it's kind of an interesting thing is the. You know how they have, what is that, the Junior Baseball Classic? Is that what that is? Or World Junior World?
What is that called?
Little League, yeah.
Little League World Series?
There we go, thank you. There we go. Yeah.
That's a big one for Japan.
Not that, but there's, I can't remember exactly what it is. It's like Koshien? I can't remember the name of it. But they have this, I think it's across the country, a huge baseball tournament for high school. That a lot of people get really behind,
mm-hmm.
and they show that on TV all the time. And it's like these are high schoolers that are playing baseball and stuff, and it's a really interesting thing to see how they get very behind fucking high school,
right.
High school baseball. It's almost to like how in Texas or something where they get really, really behind high school football.
I thought you were going to say peewee football.
Oh, jeez. No. But like how in Texas and stuff, they get really, really behind, like, just in the Midwest as well. Something. And how they get into the high school football and stuff is how they get here with high school baseball. It's pretty interesting to see.
Well, with those kind of events, as I was saying, in Korea, let's say Korea hasn't done very well in those World Baseball Classics. Mm-hmm. They've been able to win a bunch of the games and get to the sort of medal rounds and stuff, but they've lost to Japan, I think, twice in the final. I think there's been two events. No, three now. And they've also, they bombed out of like the first round, I think, the last time. And they just never talk about that event. If you try to mention the World Baseball Classic, they never mention it. They're just like, what are you talking about? That event doesn't exist, basically. But then if you mention the last Olympics that had baseball, which was Beijing 2008, they'll tell you all day about it because they got a gold medal. They won't stop about it. And you're just thinking, I understand that you have some pride in the sport and your team and your country, but you also got to acknowledge that you can't win everything all the time. And it's not that shameful to not always win. It's really not. I mean, if your team doesn't win, yeah, you can be disappointed, but you shouldn't just sort of dust it under the carpet and be, oh, that doesn't exist kind of thing. That doesn't really make for effective understanding of how sports work.
Oh, yeah, you get that with on the other end, too. When a team isn't doing so well, they'll be like, well, we have history or something.
Right.
And so well, like, well, your history's fucking garbage anyways.
I mean, that's true. Teams do have history, and that's fine to acknowledge it. I guess sometimes that bothers me, too, when people just try to disown the history. They're just saying, oh, your team was good 30 years ago, but now they've been garbage for 10 years or something.
Right.
It's like, well, you can't deny also that they had success at the same time, but you shouldn't ignore that they're failing now either.
Exactly. You got to kind of take the whole picture.
Right.
But we both, and hopefully everybody who does listen to this can all agree, the Chicago Cubs suck.
It's over 100 years now.
Yeah, it's 100.
So are they the lovable 106? Losers? Is that right? I think their nickname's the lovable losers. The Cubbies.
I would just go with the losers. That's a tough one, though.
I mean, that's a tough one, hey, to be brutal. A fan of a team that just hasn't done it. I mean, look at the Bo Sox. The White Sox couldn't do it for a long time. That's got to be tough. But at the same time, I think that shows... look at the fan base there, right? They still go out to the games. They still love their team.
What is that, Wrigley Field?
Wrigley, yeah. Yeah, it's tough, but it's nice to see that people still support the team. And they, of course, they want the best for the team, and they would be very happy if they could win. But at the same time, other people like to point the finger and laugh at the team because they haven't won and whatnot. But
well, yeah, they do that, and then they're just kind of like, they don't...
I think at this point, you can't really... There's not much else you can laugh at. I mean, if a team hasn't won something in 100 years, I don't know. The jokes kind of stop for me.
It's unfortunate more than
that. Yeah, I'm not desperate that they win, but I'm not pointing and laughing. It's not really a joke anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's just really kind of unfortunate. I mean, you have some teams that just always seem to win championships. You're just like,
wow. The Yankees, because they got all the money.
So. Well, right. But I'm just, I mean, just look at San Francisco. They just won two.
No, they've been the fairly last successful.
4 years. 4 or 5 years.
Their football team's fairly successful recently, too.
Goddamn 49ers.
And that's a team that had a lot of success before, too.
Yeah, they did.
But anyways, let's move on. That was a lot of bandwagon jumping. I'm sure we could keep going on and on and on about that. But it sounds like we're both sort of in the field of it's not that annoying, but it's a little bit irksome. Okay. The last one is the last B here. That would be...
balls.
Just blood.
Oh, blood.
Being out for blood. I mean, this is a big one, too. And this causes a lot of controversy for a lot of... sports analysts and just common fans. What are your sort of thoughts on the bloodthirst, if you will, of fans and even of players and stuff?
You're going to have to define bloodthirst to me.
The idea that we want to see violence. We want to see people getting rocked and getting beat up.
I think that kind of comes with the what sport you're looking at there. Because...
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, lawn bowling probably doesn't apply here.
Well, I mean, you just take something like soccer or something. I don't want to see any sort of hit and stuff going on with soccer. Mm. I like the... Was that Juego Bonito? The Play Beautifully or something? I think that's right.
I don't know, whatever. I mean, the game is called The Beautiful Game.
Right. You know,
it must be because all the players are beautiful and they're all good actors.
Those fucking sons of bitches. And they're beautiful, beautiful faces. But, with soccer and stuff, I enjoy seeing that when they're doing the passes and the... when they almost either like they hit it off of the goal post or something, it's just so close. You're like,
same time, you're wondering, how did you miss when the net's that big?
No, I can see how they can miss when
the net's that depending big. Where you're shooting from, but.
It's, I mean, it just happens, but it's sure. It's like, ah, oh, man, you know, But like when you watch something, hockey or football, those hits are kind of ingrained into the game. So you're really expecting to see some hits sometimes, and you're just like, oh, yeah, just fucking knock the living daylights out of this person. You're like, yeah, okay, totally. I don't mind seeing it, but there's times when you see hits, cough, cough, Theismann's bone.
Oh, yeah, that one's not fun.
Sinking into the dirt. That one's a pretty gruesome one. Thank you, Lawrence Taylor, for that one. Or like when McGahee in the college championship against Ohio State University, and his knee gets bent backwards, and she's like, Jesus Christ! Or the dude, I can't remember his fucking name. The dude that got his throat slit, the hockey match.
Yeah, the goalie.
Yeah,
there was a goalie. Well, there's been a few guys that have been cut up, but there was one goalie that got a skate blade right in the neck, and
it
like. Blood was completely around the crease. I forget the goalie's name, but maybe for the Sabres? I forget now. It's pretty gruesome. Gross.
You're like, oh, fuck. I mean,
the guy's got a huge scar now, and he survived. He's alive still.
Luckily. Right. Yeah. You're just like, whew, shit. Right.
But that case, that's a bit of a freak accident, right? That's not somebody chasing somebody with a skate blade or something.
Oh, right.
That's different than a big hit or... I mean, even headhunting. The thing I brought up about blood was just because a lot of the rules have started to change because of concussions and other severe injuries like broken legs and things like that, and players seemingly going out to hurt each other sometimes.
But like in the case of football, the rules have changed to the point where it's you're going to probably see more broken legs and ACL.
More likely, yeah, because you're hitting low now.
Right, because, you know, the head's too high, so we got to aim low and just take out legs, because why hit the body when people can just fucking bounce off
that? You got to hit in the numbers.
But that doesn't... It's hard to tackle for some people. Well, I'm just saying, it's hard.
I know, there's some big boys playing, so...
It's easier to just trip them up with the legs kind of thing, so they just go for the legs.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I think to a point there's got to be a little bit of roughhousing in sports, But I'm going to say I'm not disappointed to see leagues start to try to step in and protect people as well. I don't think that these people are just meatheads that go out there and don't have any other purpose in society other than to put their body on the line kind of thing.
Some people sure the hell think so.
Well, some of these players don't put their head on right, but...
Well, I mean, just some of the fans in general.
Well, that too.
Like to see that. And I don't think it helps when you have players and stuff talking about how they're warriors going into the Coliseum kind of thing.
Romanowski. That guy's crazy.
That dude is fucking...
He's crazy.
He liked to headhunt.
Yeah, he liked to hurt.
he brought the pain.
He was an intense man. But yeah, so I guess to a point, a little bit of action is good. I mean, it's been part of these sports for a long time, many of them. But as I said, I'm not too disappointed to see the league say rules need to be changed because the times have changed. And equipment has changed, and players' fitness has changed. All of the things have changed.
So. Yeah, when you're 80 pounds heavier, pure right. muscle.
And you can run faster than ever before and all that. I mean, look at baseball. Baseball actually just took out the home plate collisions from what I heard.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it did.
Which is very interesting. That's been in the game for what? Forever, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, 100 plus years. And suddenly they're saying, well, it causes too many injuries and it causes...
The one dude broke his leg, didn't he?
Bench clearing brawls and all this stuff. So
yeah, it's just a violent thing.
Mm. Well, that's more or less the only real violent action you might get out of baseball, except for
the baiters.
Sometimes that's accidental, though, right? I mean, there's a lot of times it's just sending a message, but there's right, definitely right. accidental ones where you know the ball just slips. It can happen.
Right.
Anyways,
probably the worst ones are the ones when the pitcher gets lasered. Those are bad.
Fine.
You're just like, oh, no. Because that just happened. Didn't that just happen recently?
Well, I know last season there was one guy that was out all year. I think he was on the Blue Jays. I got pegged in the head, and I mean, he was out. He might have come back at the end of the season. But so those are the three Bs. They're branding, bandwagon jumping, and blood. I mean, we can steer this ship any way you would like to go from here.
Let's see. It's a good question. Where should we steer the ship?
Well, I had one other thing in mind, and that was looking at, and of course, we could never solve this debate. This debate's been going on forever. That is, what sort of constitutes as a fair title for the word sport?
Oh, yeah. Cause...
What could we honestly say is a sport?
Because, something I guess we should kind of talk about is this the internet sports, if you would.
The e-games or whatever.
The e-games and, right. and whatnot. That would be...
Well, I mean, look at the two definitions of game and sport. Right?
Tell them.
They're not the same. They're not. Well, obviously they're not. At least by definition from... Now, this is not the best reference of definition, but I'm just looking at dictionary.com, a fairly common site.
This is
their definition, though. So it says for game... Says, okay. Just I'll read the first couple here. So the first one says an amusement or pastime.
All right.
And it says actually after the colon, it says children's games.
Oh.
Two says the material or equipment used in playing certain games. Well, that doesn't really make sense for our purposes. Basically, the first one, though, justifies it as an amusement or pastime.
Right.
So a game can be competitive, but that's the end of it. It's just it's, according to this, a pastime. But then they go on to say that a sport is an athletic activity requiring skill or physical prowess and often to a competitive nature, such as racing. And then it goes on to list a bunch of sports, baseball, tennis, and so forth.
Mm.
Now, that's still, the line is not really that clear there, right? Because someone could sit here all day long and keep arguing to me that a game is a sport, any kind of game, any kind of competitive event. Is a sport. Mm-hmm. And I could just sit there and say, I agree with you the whole day long because it is. But there's this sort of weird, I think the problem is finding the physical prowess of it. That is where people sort of seem to argue about, is this a sport or not?
You get that with like racing people right. kind of. Like how, I mean, it is incredibly physically demanding on people mm-hmm. to do racing and stuff. And some people just don't seem to kind of see it that way.
Right. Let's take a look at just from what I have experienced and known from, let's say, just ESPN. Okay, as far as I know, ESPN is the biggest sports network in the world. Is that right?
Sure.
I think so. I mean, ESPN, they have their own channels in so many countries. They have them in Taiwan. They have it in Australia, obviously North America. They've got them all over the world. So
they're pretty big.
They're pretty big.
Kind of a big deal.
Well, they show, and they have a bunch of different channels too, right? ESPN 1 and then ESPN
2, Ocho.
Yeah, 3, 4. I don't know. How many do they have? Do they have 10?
At least 8.
At least 8. Okay. So at least 8. That's a lot. That's in North America alone, right? Well, particularly in the United States. So they have a lot of coverage. When you have that many channels, you got to fill it up, fill up the time slots with stuff. So they've got windsurfing. They'll show chess. They'll show poker. Poker's huge on those channels now. I was surprised at how much poker's on there. That Texas Hold'em stuff.
I don't understand
it. It's on there, though. You've also got spelling bee competitions. You have, what else have you seen that seems a bit more less traditional in the sporting realm? Obviously equestrian kind of stuff. And is there anything?
They show polo. Yeah. Water polo.
I don't
polo.
Know if they show polo. They probably show water polo. Polo. I don't know if they show
handball, lacrosse.
Definitely handball. Lacrosse, probably.
Basketball.
Probably not. For all I know, they probably show that Quidditch that
whatever
made like that live action Quidditch or whatever it's called, whatever they call it. What's the one from Final Fantasy X? Blitzball or whatever?
Blitzball.
But anyways, they have this huge range of what they accept as sports, and they'll show them on there. I mean, spelling bee is quite far from what you would consider a traditional sport.
It's competitive. That's...
But as you said, you're not a big fan of the Texas Hold'em, but that's competitive.
I'm not saying just because I'm not a fan of it doesn't mean that it's not competitive. Mm-hmm.
But what about the physical prowess of it, though? That's where the question comes in.
Body language?
But do those kids do body language at all when they're doing spelling bee? They just stand there and read, right? They don't.
I guess.
They look relieved when they get it right. They look dejected when they get it wrong.
That's kind of, I guess, the pressure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's an age-old debate, obviously. And
personally, I would say a sport is something you can do competitively. Mm. That would be it for me. And the athletic bit isn't such a big deal.
Mm.
Maybe it's because I'm not super athletic, but I mean, yeah, you could. I would say basketball is a sport as well as chess because they're it's something you can do competitively.
Bottle cap rolling.
Do what?
Bottle cap rolling.
I guess.
Who can throw it further? I mean, that's the thing. You can make anything into a constituted sport then, right? If you really wanted to.
Organized competition.
Right. What about, and you brought up the esports thing then. So how do you feel about that with, most traditionalists, I've seen these debates, and not to be rude about it, but most of the people that are talking about it are a little bit older generation, about like in their late 40s, 50s, 60s, you see these people on some of the channels and they completely scoff off the sort of esports things. And they just think these are not sports. These are not competitive. These are not athletes, according to them.
Well, I would probably say they're not athletes per se. Athletes to me, just because of the base of the word, means kind of athletic and
ability.
Let's admit it here. Some of the e-game people, not the most athletic.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some of them are fairly athletic, but not all of them. So that's personally my go at that.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Because you're not really doing as much athletically when it comes to esports. It's a lot more cerebral, a lot more strategy involved in it, mm-hmm. as opposed to... I mean, sure, you do have those kind of... I guess I'm talking completely out of my ass at this because I know nothing about esports other than what little bit I've seen introduced to me through League of Legends.
Mm.
And I'm getting a firsthand account of something, but I have no fucking idea about esports.
I'm in the same boat as you. I've not really taken an interest in it. Probably because I don't have a competitive nature when I play video games in general, so. I think that's probably why I don't have interest in it.
It's something that I, because I've never been really a PC kind of person, so when they go into all this stuff about it and everything, I'm just, it's cool. They're cool, you know, it's some really interesting stuff, but it's that boat has sailed kind of thing.
That sort of events, they're just growing and growing every year.
Well, I meant for me.
Yeah.
And to gain,
they're getting huge, it seems like.
To really kind of garner interest from me, that boat sailed about 15 years ago, kind of thing. 15 years too late.
Okay.
I would call them sports. I wouldn't really call them athletes, just because to me they're not doing as much athletically, I guess.
You say that now, and in 2 or 3 years, there's going to be these huge bodybuilder dudes that are going to be crushing their mouses and. I mean, the athletic aspect of it is definitely, though, the finger speed, obviously, the eye coordination, those kind of things, which is just different, very different than, obviously, a player slashing down the baseline of basketball or whatnot. But look at somebody who's in skeet shooting and stuff. It's kind of similar, right? That does require their finger speed and their eye coordination in that regard, too. A little bit different in that way, too, than sitting in front of a computer, obviously, but... They do have, obviously, some sort of set of skills that gives them the ability to be at a higher competitive level than somebody else. But it's very hard to not say it's a sport, but it's also, to me, a little bit difficult to completely justify it as a sport. I'm not saying it isn't. It's a little hard at this point in time to really jump on that notion that it's 100% a sport. If it starts showing up on ESPN and stuff, which it probably will in 10 years at the most.
ESPN.
If they've got that channel. Well, if they have that many channels already, I don't see how they can sort of keep ignoring it.
Particularly when they see how some people get so much damn coin off of streaming that stuff from Twitch.
There's money involved in it now. It's slowly growing every year where more money's getting put into it by all these companies. Korea's got like tons of teams where they put these guys up in houses and that's all they do until they're 22 and then they're too old and then they have to retire. And it's really interesting, but it's not for me as well.
It's the young man's game. I ain't no young man.
I can't sit there and watch it. And these guys are screaming the strategies. And it's just, as you said, it's not really for me. I'm just like, okay, I'd rather kind of play the game myself and enjoy it.
Right.
That's one of those things about sports is, some sports I can't stand to watch, but then there's other sports where I'll watch it because I think, oh, I don't quite have that skill level, so I'm impressed with what somebody else can do. But with esports, I'm not saying I have that skill. I absolutely do not, but I'm just not that interested in seeing what they can do. It's like golf. I can't watch golf. I hate watching golf, but
yeah, golf
I love sport. Playing golf. I love playing golf. I'll go out and play golf all day long, but I cannot watch it. I'll watch the odd shot and be like, oh, that's impressive. And it's not because I can do it, but it's just I'd much rather play golf than watch it.
I got to putt-putt level. That's about it. That's my interest in golf.
It's tough. It's a tough game.
That's not even that it's tough. It's just...
expensive game, too.
particularly. That's one of them.
I'll tell you, don't play in Korea, man. It's really expensive for 18.
Probably just as outrageous as trying to play here. Or something.
I presume they're both pretty bad. That's why they all go to China. Seriously, the courses are like half the price in China. They all go on these weekend trips, go to China, go to Philippines, play golf, and come home. It costs you as much. Costs you seriously as much money, pretty much. So you might as well go somewhere else and play.
There you go. I'm not a big golf person. It was just something that never really kind of caught my interest.
I'm coming down to Cleveland town. We're gonna go play golf.
Fuck you. You can play on your own.
Oh, come on. That's just rude.
I'll just drive the cart.
Ah, that's just rude. Come on. Give it to your caddy. Give it a chance.
Nah, I don't like it at all. Because my grandparents used to help run a golf course when I was younger, and so I remember going there a lot with my dad. But I just never really found any interest in it at all. Just not. Don't like it.
We'll play some street hockey then.
That'll be down for. Fuck yeah. Street hockey, street ball.
All right. I had one more thing here. If you didn't really have anything else to touch upon.
Well, yeah, no, it's
if you do, go for it.
It's just a big kind of a looser kind of podcast. So definitely don't. Yeah, I totally leave the reins to you there.
Oh, okay. I feel a little bad. That's why I'm asking. So.
Nah, nonsense.
The last two little bits here are with regards to their place in society, I suppose.
Okay.
The first one, just in general, how do you think sports fits into society? How do they really matter that much to people? And or have over time, have they become more important in society or less important? What's your thoughts on that?
Well, I think I kind of slightly touched on this before with the bandwagoners and how if a team isn't doing good, they have to switch over to like a team that's doing better because they want to root for a winner kind of thing. They got to keep those good vibes coming. And some people live and breathe by sports, and it's really weird. Weird's not the word I want to use. It's really peculiar to see somebody's mood be so affected by something they have no control over.
Yeah.
And it's something that's so arbitrary as sports. Sure, if you take out sports, if you took it out of society, I think, of course you'd be able to fill it in with something else. You'd fill it in with arts. You'd fill it in with theater. You'd fill it in with something else to kind of fill that void. But I think it's something that we need. It's really good to kind of have something to kind of entertain ourselves with. That's just kind of what's the word I want to use? Visual. It's straight up visual. You don't really, it's just another kind of visual form of entertainment. You don't technically need to hear a damn thing of it from it. But as I've kind of gotten older, I've really kind of drifted away from sports. It's not because, like I said before, it's not because I'm getting older and just not as athletic. Part of it's just because the fans are so goddamn psycho. they're
intense.
Yeah, people I think take it way too damn seriously at times. And sure, it's good to kind of get as much enjoyment as you can out of it, but like when you are so wrapped up into it that you want to like spew vitriol to somebody else because they like a different team, that I don't understand. I don't like that. Sure, it's good to kind of have that like rivalry and things like that, but just to kind of be very venomous about it. Like my uncle is a Cincinnati fan, and most of my family are Cleveland fans. And so we always kind of, especially when Cincinnati was doing horrible, they'd always kind of poke fun at him. And now he's kind of poking fun at them, but it's nothing like fuck you guys. You know, it's nothing like hateful. It's just kind of, you know, tongue in cheek. Like I always kind of joke that Cleveland took a 3-year hiatus and still made it back to the playoffs before Cincinnati.
Since he was pretty bad at everything for a while there.
Yeah. So, but it's just, yeah, I think it's just how psychotic some fans have gotten with sports. It's just really kind of turned me away from it. And it happens with games too. When people get into games and stuff and they get really, really like, oh my God, this is the best game ever.
Isn't this all of society in a way where everyone's got their likes and dislikes, and people don't take a step back to just look at it and say, okay, we have this event or this game or this novel or we have whatever it is, and just step back and say, I personally really enjoy it, and just come to the conclusion that not everybody's going to enjoy the same thing. And that's it. I mean, I don't know. Are we still using the advent of the internet as the excuse for that kind of thing, where everyone's suddenly got this empowerment to say whatever they feel because they're behind a screen and all that stuff? I don't know if that's still part of it, or, I mean, that could be part of it just because that generation of people and even ourselves have grown up with it. So we're still sort of tied to that from our past, right? We still sort of have that behavior because of when it first started whatnot.
Yeah, they see what they as a kid, they see what's done, and then they kind of try to one up that sort of thing. So
yeah, I don't think it's just sports. I mean, sports have probably become more intense because of that kind of thing. But as you just said, it's anything. You Yeah, it's unfortunate that you have to be careful with your words these days with that kind of thing, saying, oh, yeah, just the kind of mumbling that you like something because you're afraid that you're going to get attacked by 200 people online by saying you like or dislike something. And you're doing it politely, but people just run down your throat. How could you dare like that sort of thing? It's just, it's terrible.
Well, there's certain things that are kind of reprehensible. If you like certain players that are, you know,
goofballs or
something. No. Like certain players, one, I can't remember his name, for Eagles, white dude, drops the N-bomb all the time. And you think, oh yeah, that's, I can't really get behind a player like that sort of thing.
Right.
You know, just certain things like that. And you're just kind of like, I can understand not for that, but like when, for case in point, the Giants and the Dodgers, holy fuck, is that like a, just like you have San Francisco fans allegedly killing Dodgers fans or something, and
that's,
or like, you know, I don't know if it's killing, but you know, like shanking them, stabbing them, kind of thing, crazy shit like that. And it's like these, they just, I mean, if there's something else going on, which of course there might be, but it's just like, really, we can't, we just, it's just a goddamn sport, people, just like the sport. And I mean, sure, it's good to have the rivalries, but there's no need to have like a blood rivalry over a damn sport there.
Right. It's an interesting topic for sure. I had one just final thing here to just touch upon. I don't want to keep going on about that part there. The last part, I was just curious on your thoughts. And are too many resources? Now, I'm talking about any kind of resources in on Earth, in the world. Are we spending way too many of our resources just to fuel our sporting thirst?
Yes.
And elaborate.
Well, I guess I see this as an injunction to look how much money people put into sports merchandise, sports travel, you know, particularly the travel, and look at things like the Olympics and how much money that for the construction and everything.
Oh man. What was Sochi? Wasn't Sochi something ridiculous, like $50 billion or something?
Right.
And it was supposed to be $8 billion or $10 billion to start, and it just exploded.
Right. And to me, a lot of those resources could be put to better use doing a lot of other – doing much better good around the world.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, putting those into the sciences, putting those into feeding other people. I know that sounds really fucking hippie to say, but
not really. I mean,
when you're paying one individual millions of dollars to play a sport, I think we've gotten to the point where it's just way too excessive.
Mm.
So, but that's
not even just millions. You know, hundreds of millions now. That's the thing.
It's right. Particularly with baseball.
Oh man, baseball is, I can't even wrap my head around some of that, those numbers. That's just insane.
Right.
And this is not to knock other sports. It would be very beneficial if we could somehow negate a handful of sports. honestly, from a resource standpoint, honestly, as you just said, look, if we did the Olympics every 10 years or something, that would negate destroying the environment to build this structure, and it would negate, as you said, travel costs. So air pollution from airplanes and cars and all this stuff. If we started to sort of dwindle down some of the sporting events, it could be extremely beneficial to society. Of course, if you try to do that, you're going to have some massive backlash by a large majority of people.
Right. Well, because I enjoy sports, and I understand liking sports.
Oh, but I do too, but I would not be, even sports that I really like. I like hockey. I like football. I like basketball. If one of them just somehow went away tomorrow, would I be sad? Yeah, I would, because I like the sport. But if it somehow directly correlated to a society improving substantially, I would 100% support that.
Mm.
Look at, you mentioned racing earlier, right? There's always been a huge argument about, you know, we're running out of fuel on Earth. And here we've got these drivers that are driving around a track for 500 laps and burning fossil fuels. And not only that, polluting the air and whatnot. And obviously the people traveling to the event. And and all of these things, maintenance of the track and all this is costing a lot of resources from everyone.
Mm.
You know, shut it down. Let's do a lot less kind of racing. Let's do a lot less of these events. Let's shut down football to be 10 weeks instead of, what is it, 18 weeks or whatever it is?
Whatever. Including preseason.
Okay, well, let's exclude the preseason. of course, they will never do that because they will lose too much money because they're already paying way too much money to the players.
Yeah, but I don't think they're getting that much money from preseason, but that's another argument.
Well, anyways, the fact of the matter is the regular season, if they cut out some of the games, they would lose TV sponsorship. They would lose all this stuff. So they're so concerned about that. But and it's just like anything, of course. Let's stop producing books because we're cutting too many trees. Let's stop doing this and this and this.
Buy a fucking Kindle then.
But there's definitely that. But sports is definitely taking a lot of the world's resources in so many ways that it would be intelligent of the human race
to. I was gonna say we've gone way too Brave New World and not thinking enough about kind of, you know, being way too asphyxiated with trying to keep ourselves content and happy without like trying to be like, oh, we should probably fix some of these problems that we have.
So we all need our plugins, right?
We need our Soma.
We need some pleasure in our life. So we're not concerned about the future. We're all concerned about ourselves. And that's a big problem.
Was that hedonistic? That the pleasure.
Hedonistic. I mean, it would be really interesting if it ever happens, and it would be obviously very good if it ever happens. But is it likely to happen?
Probably not.
We'd we'd need like a severe economic collapse or something for it to actually occur. I know, I'm not saying, but that is one of the few cases where it could probably happen, is if the money stopped flowing somehow.
Oh, Jesus.
Then it would happen. Well, hopefully not, but I'm personally, I'm somewhat concerned about that, and it's not, oh, I'm a tree hugger or anything. It's just, we seriously are getting to a critical point where can we support all these things like sports, so.
No, but yeah, I mean, I enjoy sports. It's just... and that's really what this is about, is just kind of talking about some of the things for sports. It would be just easy to be like, oh, I like this, I like this, I like this, but that's not what this is about. This is about a discussion. Fostering conversation. So, I think that's about it.
Yeah, that'll probably be a good end point.
Let's chop this like a lumberjack.
Hey, that's another thing that's on ESPN. Those lumberjack games.
Those are fucking awesome.
What's the other one? The Celtic games or whatever it is, or
there's
that one too. It's like got a name.
I don't know.
They throw the giant log in the keg and stuff. I forget what that's called, but Highland games. Is it the Highland games?
I don't quite remember.
I forget.
That would be like the world's strongest man competition.
Oh, do those awesome. Still exist?
I in my heart of hearts, I hope so.
And isn't it ESPN 7 or something that shows those dog races and stuff?
Oh, jeez. Yeah. Rat racing. The rat race.
Yeah, the rat race.
Oh, man. Oh, goodness. But yeah, if you have anything to add in the terms of the conversation, definitely feel free to comment.
Sure.
Let us know.
Please do not bring up your favorite teams because it's just going to bring up some bloodshed.
Bullshit. Bring up your favorite teams.
Okay, bring up your favorite teams. Okay. As long as it's not the
Yankees.
Keep
it civil.
I'm kidding. If you like the Yankees, it's fine. I personally don't, but.
Nah, it's all good. So that's it. So thanks for listening, guys, and have a good day.
Cleveland rocks.
Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks. Cleveland rocks.
All right, I stopped the recording.